Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
And welcome to another episode of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am psychic medium Kevin Bear, and welcome to another day in paradise. The sidewalk's a little soggy, a little wet. We've got rain here, but it's good for the grass and getting everything soft and relaxed and everything, so that when we get the hard freezes, that everything just gets locked in and, you know, solid there until next season. But we could end up having a year where it's just easy going, easy come, easy go, no intense kind of stuff or whatever. Who knows? But with the stuff that's been happening out in Colorado and out in the West, and people, and they're getting rainfalls that are like off the chart, and they're like resetting the bar and everything. So it's pretty crazy. But I wanted to just start out with two primary cards first, and then we'll go to the people that are on the lines here. The first card that I'm looking at, and also you guys can follow along by going over to my website, templeofgaia.com, and looking along the left there in that little column of menus, that menu column there, you can see the times there associated by the hours of the day. It's like you have 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And I'm looking at a 1 o'clock image right now. It's the 1/18 card, and the title for this card is Begin, and it shows somebody looking at a sundial, and the sundial's post is, the shadow is being cast on the last time symbol, and it's, those are three stones there, or four stones. You got three that are right beside each other, and then you got one that's off by itself. So it's like the three stones really represent getting everything organized, knocked out, together, unity, that kind of thing, if you look at the Trinity and divinity and all. And then there's a long pause as we prepare, and then boom, the last timepiece is activated, and then that's the time for us to begin. So if we're looking at this as a message about this age that we're in, with the weather being all crazy, the fires, the the rainstorms, who knows what kind of snow we're going to get this season. But we didn't get any hurricanes yet. We still got a little bit of time in the hurricane season. So something is beginning. We now begin. So when you draw this card for yourself and it's facing us, it's not facing away, so it's not something that someone else will be experiencing. That's when it faces away. When it's facing us, it's for us. When it's facing away, it's about the people, situations, and things happening around us. Now, the second card, or what I refer to as the second position, and now have termed it as the channel of the begin image. You can see on the left, I'm sorry, you're not here, but on the left, we have the 118 begin card, and on the right we have the frontier, and it's associated with the time 12 o'clock, and it's facing away from us. So the frontier message, it's an image of someone who is sort of roasting a food item on a two-pronged fork or a tine, depending on your definition or how you describe the little prongs, little stick-out things from the fork piece for eating, for scooping, for catching, for holding in place, that kind of thing. But it's facing away. So it talks about the people around us. And that's for you guys who are listening either to this live out there in the chat room or on the phone. And also for you guys who are listening in archive, whether it's tomorrow, next week, next year, or something. But this is a message for you if you're listening for guidance, and that's what the Horizon Oracle Walking on the Sidewalk shows are for, that they're not really specifically titled, like this show was about that and that show was about this. They're generic. So you just go and pick one episode of the Horizon Oracle Walking on the Sidewalk and you listen to it. And that is the guidance for you in that time, in that day, in that situation. So, and then once you memorize which archive is about what, then you're sort of done with that message, unless you need a refresher. So with the frontier card facing away from us, it talks about other people, situations, and things around us in a new frontier. And for those of us who are not out in that place, in that world, whether it's, you know, earthquakes happening, you know, like India's been hit with a couple, Pakistan's been hit with a couple, Indonesia's been seeing an uptick in that, and also with the rains and everything else. I know India had, there was a report about them in one of the places receiving rainfall that was equivalent to 10 years of rainfall over a couple of days. 10 years of rainfall happening for them over a couple of days. So the universe is cleansing the planet, making us pay attention and focusing on what's important. What we keep close, what we pick up while we're struggling through a catastrophe is what we hold most precious. So our friend here in the frontier image has his fork that he is roasting his food item over the fire, and that he will be able to eat fairly well given the situation and the location and where he's at and how he's existing, so long as he has his workable fork. So with the frontier card facing away, just to summarize, is that we're going to see other people surviving on new frontiers, and that can be financial or it could be meteorological. So, all right, let's see who's out there in the on the call queue. I'm going to bring on area code 631. Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome to Walking on the Sidewalk. I'm Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. I just wanted a card tower reading for career if you see me getting a job soon.
All right, let's have a look at that. Let's rephrase that and say, what do I need to know about getting a job soon, right? Instead of just saying, okay, is the resumes, you know, working and that kind of thing. All right, so if you have a pen and paper, so you can go back to the website to do refreshers if you need to, that kind of thing. But I work with the Horizon Oracle, which is a deck that I designed myself. I don't know if you were able to see that in the description for the show, but the first image that I'm looking at is facing you, and it's the Bloom card, and it's associated with the time 531, and it shows a butterfly with the sun and moon on its wings, and it's landing on a flower with a few petals and everything. And the message about the butterfly is that when it gets up in the morning, it doesn't search around the entire meadow looking for the best opportunity. It takes the first one that comes along. So that's saying that you are going to be offered something that you may want to consider turning down. But my sources say you should take it, whether it's something that you feel like you're qualified for, underqualified for, feel like you may not like it, whatever. Because what's coming up as follow-up information in the channel side of the two images that we're working with here is the fly card, F-L-Y, and it's associated with the time of 3:33, and it's in reverse. So it shows somebody who's sleeping in a bed, and that there's somewhat of this sort of sun that's flying up over them while they're sleeping. And really what this represents is the people who follow and understand what orbs are, is that they feel like our soul is an orb when it's not in the body, and then it just moves around and checks things out. You know, it's how we do remote viewing, that kind of stuff. The title and description of this card is about people, because it's facing away, it's about people being things that they don't care that they're judged for. So what I mean by that is, you know, where some people, like movie stars, image is everything. But for some regular Joe out there who needs to do something to get the job done, they might have to do something that's outside of their character. And that's what the fly card is about. It's about your soul really being in the experience, or their soul being in the experience and not their image. So this talks about a potential of you joining with this organization that could end up sort of reforming your image of who you are, how you see yourself, and what you'll be doing. And then in a nutshell, with these two working together, I would say that you could find yourself in a whole new career and doing things that you don't have a degree for, or doing things in your degree finally where you weren't able to do it before. But definitely you're going to get your you know, the format of your image, how you know yourself, how people know you, how your family, friends, neighbors know you, you could end up seeing your image reframed, basically. And that's what I see for you. So you have a new opportunity that's going to be coming up. You're not really sure. So it could be, you know, like if you've seen that one movie, I can't remember, Beaches, where Bette Midler had to go from, you know, do the messenger thing wearing a bunny suit. Have you ever seen that movie, Beaches?
Yeah.
So you could find yourself not really running around in a bunny suit, but you could find your image being adjusted to fit with this new opportunity. That's what I see for you.
Oh, it's weird that you say that, because I have an interview Thursday, and it's a good school as a teacher aide, but it would only be part-time, so I didn't know if I wanted to take it on if I get it, but I'm thinking maybe I can do something else on the side, and then maybe one day it could be full-time.
Absolutely. It will end up reformatting you and fitting so you can fit into the situation. And that the fly card is also about... Well, go ahead.
But that means I have to find another part-time job, though.
Well, let's look at that. Okay. Well, what I see is that it's sort of like you catching a freight over to a freight train to get to the area that you want to get to. And then once you're there, then everything is happening for you. So what's really awesome is that I've drawn two additional cards for you. The one on the left, which is the primary image, is the Spirit Audience card, and that's associated with the time 101. And again, that's Spirit Audience. And that talks about people in heaven liking that you're doing this thing and that they will make things work out for you. And then the channel from that is the next card, and it's the Want, W-A-N-T, and it's associated with the time 10 o'clock. And it doesn't matter whether it's a.m. or p.m., it's really just the time of the day that it's associated with. Because when we're, you know, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning, we're checking our image, we're wondering what, you know, what we're looking, how we're looking to other people, that kind of stuff. And if you look, the Spirit Audience card shows you in the foreground with a bunch of angelic faces watching over you as if you're on the in a play on the stage and you're like 10 and you're doing that Oklahoma thing or whatever, right? And then with the Wand card, and it's facing you also, and it's associated with the time 10 o'clock, just shows a pair of eyes right there looking back at you. And this is you looking at you and saying, oh my gosh, I'm finally getting what I wanted. And if I knew that all I had to do was do this, then I would have done that a long time ago, XYZ kind of thing. So this says that doing this action, you could end up finding yourself getting an opportunity to go full-time with them or finding a full-time to where you can walk away from that part-time.
Okay.
So it will be a catalyst for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes. And what was your name again, just real quick?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All righty. And let's see who's up next. Looks like area code 720. Hi, hello, how are you? You're on Walking on the Sidewalk. Let me try that again. The clickers on the control panel doesn't seem to be working. Hello, are you there? Hello. Okay.
Hello, Kevin?
Okay, you're the area code 720?
Yes, I am. This is Michelle
okay.
in Colorado.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. My question is, I'm wondering, can you see about when you would see an increase in finances for me?
All right. It looks like November.
Okay.
And that you're going to be in an opportunity to where new things are going to be thriving and that they will likely pull you into it. I'm looking at the first card in reverse, and it's associated
okay.
with the time 1101. And then the second one is the Rituals card, and it's associated with the time 11:30, and this one is facing you. So we got two 11 o'clocks.
Okay. Sounds
so
good.
It speaks definitely of November. And what's interesting here is that I was working with the producer and president of Main Street Universe, and he's sort of like the secondary student of the Horizon Oracle, and he picked up in meditation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he picked up in meditation some very interesting points, because when people are working with the Horizon Oracle deck of their own, that we have many that are out there right now, that's sort of do the shows here as a class, as well as for people who are just calling in for readings, that when you draw, like when you want to know when something is going to be happening, it the number that's before the colon is the number of weeks.
Okay.
And then because I'm looking here, because I'm looking at the 1101, and it's in reverse, so it's sort of upside down. 1101 turns into 1011, if you see what I'm saying, inverted.
Yeah.
So I think that you could end up hearing something in a week, because I'm looking at the 10 there. So because we're on a 10-month, it would not be 10 weeks out that you would be hearing about the opportunity.
Okay.
And then the second one, the rituals card, is about you finally doing the things that you're working for. So it means like, okay, you've been trying to save money so you can go to Paris, or that you've been trying to buy the jacuzzi, or you've been trying to buy the solarium or something. See, that's what the rituals card is about. It's creating that space to where you get yourself comfortable that helps you purge the frustrations that you have in your day, so you can sort of like clear the slate to begin brand new tomorrow.
Okay.
So I would say you could hear about it in a week from what I'm looking at here. Because October starts tomorrow, right? Yeah. You could hear about
it starts tomorrow, it's the first.
Yeah, you could hear about it by the 11th, if not by the end of the week.
Thank you so much. That sounds wonderful.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Sure. And that is a beautiful deck. I did get to see it. It's really nice.
Thank you.
And my name is Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, and that they're sort of for sale too. If you find yourself sort of drawn to them, I custom ship them to people that are out there because I like to maintain a connection with them, sort of like as a student teacher kind of stuff too. So,
I had a question too. If you want, say you don't really know what you're doing, right? But you want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You can read for yourself, right?
Yes. With the Horizon Oracle, you can.
Yes. Okay. So there are some cards that you can't, because I know someone else told me you can't do that. And so maybe
with the tarot,
with
the tarot that's out there, absolutely.
Okay.
Because that's why psychics don't win the lottery. They can help other people win the lottery and be very successful. But if a psychic wants to win the lottery, they got to get a psychic in their life or something, if you see what I'm saying. Otherwise, what's the use of them being here on the planet if they knew all the answers?
Yeah, that's true. So
and
it
I had
is
somebody,
the tarot that you can't.
Right.
Because I would never
second,
want to read for anyone else. I just want to be able to do it for me.
Yep, you can use this
but
privately.
But what about angel cards? That's what I really was thinking of, too. What about angel cards?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have to decide for that. But I think that the angel cards could probably help you as well. But
okay.
I don't teach that. So, and I'm familiar with the angel cards. And there's just so much, detail that's associated with restricting in a way. With the angel cards and the tarots and that kind of stuff, that I decided to design an image, or 111 of them, so that people can draw one of these images and be able to relate it to something that's happening in their life and not have it be a colorful metaphor.
For something else.
Yeah.
I see what you mean now. And that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, because if you look at the 1101 card, it just shows a flower that has popped up out of the blue. It's like a dandelion, basically, making the best of the situation before all the other plants move in there and take over.
Okay. And that's a trick, too, because what I actually want to do is to create floral essences. Like, I want to do an organic permaculture garden, and eventually do floral essences as well as essential oils. that's what I want to have for my own business once, you know, things start to come along.
Well, if you look at the rituals image for 11:30, it shows someone working with a mortar and pestle.
Okay. Yeah, that's wonderful.
So this is a validation for you.
Yeah.
Almost verbatim.
That is so great. That is amazing. I hope you're going to have some more shows.
I plan to have them every Sunday. It's just that I was sick. Monday. Every day is a Saturday for me, so it's hard for me to remember what Mondays are, really. So
that's wonderful.
I do my best to remember it's Monday and that it's time to do a show again, just that the days fly together. So
yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is sort of a validation for you, and consider getting the deck, because I'm going to be publishing the Horizon Oracle Companion soon, and it's going to be
okay.
a workbook to where people can use it to really help them get control over the understand, or you know, control and understand the things that are happening to them.
Okay. Yeah, I really would want to. Because I'm kind of starting out on my spiritual path, like, now. And so I really am interested. I think I was just kind of holding back because I really have no information. You know, I don't really know how to do it. And so
right.
I'd have
well,
to
Daniel,
learn it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all you have to do is just get the deck and then draw the first card. And then look at it, and then make notes about it, and then make notes about the thing that's happening to you in that day. What are you thinking about? What are you hoping for? And then at the end of the day, writing some notes about what had happened during that day based on that single image that you drew as well.
Okay,
you know,
so you should do it in the morning then? Like after
primarily,
morning meditation,
yes.
That'd be the best time? Okay.
Yes. Or before.
Okay. Oh, before, okay. So before your morning meditation, you should
try. Yeah, because if you look at the image, it's in a frame, almost as if it's like a TV screen.
Okay.
And that the intent is that this is a frame of mind that you open
a
channel.
That you can carry for the whole day. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that does make sense. That makes a lot of sense. It sure does. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yep. You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks for calling. And
sure.
I plan to be here next Monday.
Again. I'll be here too.
All righty. Bye.
Bye
now. Okay. We're looking at area code 402. Hi, hello. How are you? Welcome to Walking
Hi.
On the Sidewalk. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you. Well, I was hoping maybe you could do a reading for me to see what if there's any messages that I
sure.
need to get.
Okay.
Help me
fake
understand.
It.
So
fake it until you make it.
Yeah, I understand.
Straight away,
one.
I've drawn the 720 card, and the title for this is Posing, P-O-S-I-N-G. And it shows someone who's wearing a mask trying
yep.
to look like something that's affecting somebody else there. And it's facing you here in the reading. So this
yep.
is saying that you need to be posing. You need to pose as someone who knows what they're talking about, whether you feel like you do or not, and go with it. I almost called this the Mary Kay card, but I didn't want to, you know, put any plugs out there or whatever. And she came up with that phrase,
well, somebody-
fake it till you make it.
Oh, she did?
Go ahead.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, somebody has been terrorizing me, hacking my phones and my accounts and my car and everything.
Mm-hmm. Your car?
Yeah. So they follow me, you know where I'm going the whole bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your connection with the Gulf of Mexico or the big body of water? What are you close to?
I went there once with my dad, but no, I'm not anywhere near there. But
okay.
I think this is out of, some of this stuff is out of Florida.
Okay.
Somebody who came into my house, cased it out, was from Florida, the company.
Okay, so that's probably what's being talked about here. So, yeah, so the Gulf is being connected there in this situation, and also there's something about planning that you need to be doing, which is what the sources are saying, you know, with the planning card has come up, and it's associated with the time 949. And then the fourth card here is in reverse, and it talks about borders and boundaries, and it's associated with the time 217. Again, it's in reverse. So this talks about...
See, I don't understand any of that, so you have to explain that to me.
Sure, sure. What the boundaries card, it shows three people working with a wall, and that there's a gate there also. So I think this could be a Homeland Security deal or situation, or something
mm-hmm.
that has to do with the border there
yeah.
between...
Yeah, I caught the guy. The guy that's hacking the phone works for Homeland Security.
Okay.
And I think he's just pretending to have the authority to do this, which he doesn't.
I see. Interesting. All right, I'm trying to see how this is helpful. It also looks like there's something that's, because I've drawn the lens card, L-E-N-S, and it's associated with the time 7:30, and it shows someone who's dealing with a medical issue. Are you going through any kind of medical
yes.
issues right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Okay, and then there's something about you also doing something that's connected to a coastline, whether it's the east or left. Or west, if you see what I'm saying. So
uh-huh.
it could be that you have a trip or something that's coming up that will help you through this dilemma that you're in. Or that it, maybe it's inviting you to move.
I don't know. I have property that's unsettled in the on the west coast, and my daughter's on the east coast.
Okay. So watch for invites to go to either place and... try to follow through with that. Now, I've drawn two additional cards here, and that you have somebody in heaven who is not related to you but likes you very much.
No.
So it could be the relative of a, you know, someone that you knew that passed away or something. What do you see for that? I interrupted you.
No, I just, my son. I miss my son. He's in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're
but
saying,
I'm not sure. I have friends who have passed, but I don't know who.
There's, well, it's on, usually when these come up, it's about, or on their anniversary, either it's their birth or their passing. So you have somebody in heaven that's watching out for you. Because the I'm okay card is in reverse, so it talks about this person that passed away knew you when you were associated with someone that was very close to them. So usually when I see this, it's related to, let's say, your husband's mom or your husband's dad who wants to let you know that they're hanging out, that they're okay, and that they're watching out for you also. They're praying for you, basically.
Uh-huh.
And that they make the lights flicker, because I've drawn the view card, V-I-E-W, and it's associated with the time 9 o'clock, and it's in reverse. So...
And what does that mean?
That means that there's something like the lights. It shows a broken light bulb.
Yeah.
The view card is a broken light bulb that's still in the socket. So the light isn't on, but it's sort of the function. If it were during the daytime, it would look normal. just by the physical appearance of it. So with these two working together and then me doing a quick interpretation between the two, I would say that they do something to make the lights flicker or let you know that they're there. So when you're talking to yourself out loud and the lights flicker, then what you're saying is being heard by a non-physical presence.
Okay.
And that they love you, basically.
That's nice to hear. I don't know. Do you see if there's going to be any resolution? Is there something I can do? I don't know where to go. I can't get any help with this situation.
Well, it looks to me
powerful people.
I know.
It could be instigated through the health field, actually.
Okay.
There's just so much. It's confusing.
Well, I'm being shown that you're going to run into somebody because I've drawn the impact card, and it shows two people literally running into each other.
Okay.
That this person will be able to help you. So you don't really have to go and do anything. Just keep living your life, and that you're going to run into someone who will be able to help you. And what's really funny is if you're able to go back and look at this image later off of templeofgaia.com, basically, is that it's the 211 card, and the title is Impact, and it shows faces looking out from like a painting on the wall, and then there's like a little bubble window that has a face in it that's watching the situation happen. So this tells me that you're going to be running into somebody who will be able to help you with the situation. Now, the second card that I've drawn is the Satellites card, and it's associated with the time 844. And this talks about people coming and going in your orbit and in your universe. Now, this card is reversed, so it says that somebody from your past is going to be coming into your life to help you with this situation, which is what the impact is. So this person that you're going to be running into is someone from your past, and that they're going to be able to help you with the situation.
Okay. This situation has caused terrible strain on relationships that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Really isolated me. I'm wondering if you could pull a card for that.
Sure. I'm looking at the Waiting card, and it's associated with the time 7:37. And it shows someone who is working out front of their sort of like mill house, waiting for the crops to come in. They're just doing busy work until this time passes. So the Waiting card, and it's facing you. This just talks about you sort of just hanging in there over the next week or two until these things clear up. And then the second card that I've drawn for you, because I draw in groups. When you're working with the Horizon Oracle, you have to draw them in groups. So you have the primary card, and then you have the channel. So the second card, the channel here, is in reverse. And the title for this card is Houses, and it's associated with the time 8:33, and the house, and it's in reverse. And the Houses card talks about things that will be beginning for you that will last some 10 years, because that's about how long mortgages go. Really, they're longer than that. So it could be 10 to 30 years. So you're coming into a situation to where you're going to be more settled and more comfortable as things go. So with the Waiting card, it says give it about 2 weeks, and you could see a resolution start to clear the skies, and you'll start seeing blue skies after that. I'm not going to say how it's likely going to happen. In the event that your friend is listening to the conversation, they don't need any more information than what they're already getting.
Right, I know. Yeah, they are. Yeah, in fact, it has kind of escalated, you know, to the point where, because I trapped them and I know who it is, that retaliated to try to kill us, actually.
Wow. They're very angry.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Yep. Because evil people are evil people, though.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for suffering through that. You know, there's you're showing other people how to be strong, and then as you resolve it, you'll show other people how to resolve this thing that you have had to go through, endure, basically.
You know, I used to see that happening a lot. You know, someone would come behind me, I'd run into, who was, you know, in a place I was at 6 months prior, so I could kind of help them. But I haven't felt, you know, able to help anybody for a really long time. And most people, you know, they just wouldn't even believe what's really happening here. I'm living in it, and I can't believe it. So.
It sounds like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that you can write later.
I don't know. But I hope that I will have some clarity.
I think that you will have it. It's going to be a great Christmas.
No good.
Yes. Your slate will be clear
that would be
by
great.
Then.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Yep, you're welcome. Hang in there, and I plan to be here next Monday, too. So if you want to call back for follow-up or validations or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, and now we're looking at area code 954. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. My name is James. I'm just calling to, first, I'm enjoying the show. I'm calling to get just some general guidance to see what's coming up for me or if there's any messages that my higher self really want me to focus on.
Sure, sure. All right, let's have a look at that. All right, my sources are saying, I'm looking at first is the sharing card associated with the time 616. And I give the times and the titles so that when you come back and listen to the show in archive that you can, you know, sort of get what's going on over there on the website so you can look at the definitions, make notes, and pay attention to the things that are happening around you. But I'm looking at the sharing card again associated with the time 616. And it shows someone who's carrying a tray of what looks like drinking glasses, and that there are two that are the same height, and that there's one a little taller than the other two, and that there are two people off in the distance. And I drew this image so that the person who's carrying the tray will take the larger glass because they have to do all the work, and they're going to be more thirsty than the people that are going to be there. Basically, that they're taking the tray to. But the message about this is about working with things long distance, sharing things long distance, helping people long distances away. And it can also be about relationships. You know, if you have a long-distance relationship or something, it can be talking about how by the time you get there, whatever's in the tray and the glasses will probably be evaporated, and then you just have to start over again, and it's not going to be very fruitful if it is something that you're trying to make long term. So with this, in the reverse, it says that you could find yourself in some kind of opportunity to where you temporarily help people at a long distance and may not talk to them again for like a year or something. It could be, you know, sales, tech support or something if you do that. And the reason why I say tech support is that I'm looking at the second card, the channel, how we're going to make this thing happen for you or how we're going to see it happen, is the 759 card. And the title for this card is Networking. And it shows someone who's trying to get two network wires reconnected. Like you see the one plug and the other plug there, and that they're frantic. You know, they're shaking, the wires are shaking, it's full of energy. And this talks about you networking with long-distance opportunities.
Mm.
So it could be work-related, it could be friends, family, neighbors, something like that coming up soon for you. And I read for like the next 90 seconds out to about 90 days. So the third card just says additional information, the third and fourth. Is the third card is the FIT, F-I-T, in reverse, and it's associated with the time 8:05, and it shows someone who's standing on a scale trying to measure their value. Meanwhile, something is burning off on the horizon. And if they're trying to see whether they measure up or that they are fit to go and put out a house fire, I say if you have a hose and you can turn on the faucet, go to town and don't worry about your credentials, because the first person that's there, they're able to resolve the situation, is qualified, in my book, to do that. The fourth card is the drive card, and it's associated with the time 11:28, and it shows you pushing sort of like a wagon that has four people on it, and this can be about a road trip where you're going to be taking people or that you're driving people, or it can be that you're working with a team that you're responsible for and that you have to drive the situation to make it be successful. So that's the gist of what I get for you. Any input?
Wow, that's good. Okay, I'm excited about what that could be. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, good.
Really excited about that. Thank you very, very much.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, all right now. All right, let's look at area code 207. Hi, hello, how are you? Thanks for calling Walking on the Sidewalk. I'm Kevin Baird. What's going on?
Hello, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I just needed to know what message the Oracle has for me.
Okay. Having a look at that real quick here. It's just another day in paradise. Wow. It's a good message that we're looking at here. One, the first card is the 443, and the title for this card is Recognition, and it's in reverse. And then the second card in reverse also is the Win-Win card, W-I-N-W-I-N, and it's associated with the time 5:30. So I don't know if you're able to get to my website or if you're in a place that you can do that, but I highly recommend you go and look at these two images, especially the recognition card and the win-win. That's like your name up in lights, basically.
Cool.
Out of the 111 possible images, these two have come up. And I had a math person do the math for me some time back about the possibilities of cards happening in this kind of situation, and they said that it's like around 20 or 30,000, might be like 22,000 to 1 or something, that this is happening. So you're on a pedestal, not the perfect pedestal, but still being recognized by the people around you, and that the win-win situation, someone will be approaching you and helping you with an opportunity that they need you to help them win also, so you both win as well.
Good.
So, yeah. It looks good. And you could see it this week or next week. I read for it to happen fairly quickly.
Very soon, then.
Yes. Could be tomorrow.
Very
even.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll count on it. I'll be looking
all right.
for it.
Okay.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, area code 484. Hi, hello, how are you? You're on Walking on the Sidewalk.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Antoinetta calling you. How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
I would like to know what the message is that you have to tell me. There's been a lot of unexpected, abrupt, out of the blue changes going on here. My mom ended up getting lung cancer in the middle of July. Then she ended up moving in my home, which I never thought would happen in a million years. Then I got a great job. Today I got terminated from the great job for calling out sick for one day. Now I'm getting people from my past coming back into my life from 4 or 5 years ago writing me a letter. I'm just things are just coming out of left field that I never thought would even be surfacing again. So I don't know what's going on. You know, I want to have a partner in my life, and I want things to settle down. But at this point, it seems like something has overtaken my life, and they're doing the driving, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, I've drawn the Haunted card, and it's facing you, and it's associated with the time 203, Haunted,
okay.
H-A-U-N-T-E-D, and it shows someone with wings. And basically what the Haunted card is about is someone who feels like their life has ended, and your life has sort of ended with the job that you had, and now someone else is taking it over, or they're you know, doing away with it, or whatever. You're being left with this haunted feeling where you're like, why did this happen? Why am I the one? You know, why did this happen? Why am I the one? Just woe, and, you know, woe is me, and all that kind of stuff. Planned for you to go through this to just help you sort of cast off some of the things that you're holding on to, so you only just hold on to the absolute things that you need to be as genuine as possible. And then the second card you will like is the Soulmates card, and it's associated with the time 259, and it's in reverse. So this says,
okay,
that you're going to have a soulmate approach you now that this thing has happened. And it can be someone that you know, or it could be a new soulmate coming into the situation. I'm drawing another card or two here. I'm drawing two more.
Okay.
And it's like I've drawn the Measuring card, and it's associated with the time 537. And then the fourth card here is the Listening card, and it's associated with the time 328. And both of these are facing you. The Measuring card talks about you looking at how other people are supposed to be acting, and other people are looking at how you are supposed to be acting, or how you are supposed to be. If you look at the measuring image, you'll see off in the distance the fabric of the universe and reality is sort of tearing away and revealing a brand new one, where you can see in the horizon there's like a high mountain and the sun is coming over it. So this talks about the fabric of a reality that's happening for you sort of being ripped away, so you can have better clarity and feel better about everything that's happening. And with the Listening card coming up, the Listening card is the message for you to listen to sources as a new idea for inspiration. Like sometimes people, they stare off into the distance. They're not really looking at anything, but most times when people are staring off into the distance, they're looking at some kind of greenery, and that connects them to sort of like their channel of what they would like to see happen. So this one here is basically telling you to pay attention to your daydreams and see what sort of like those visions are that come to you, and that you should try to follow through with that. So you're in a transitory situation right now.
Right, like today I lost the movie theater job that I was cleaning, and out of the blue, someone that I used to clean for 4 years ago messaged me on Facebook and said, "Oh, I found you on Facebook, and I was wondering if you wanted to come back and clean for us again." So people are coming back from the past out of the blue. I didn't even contact anyone. I called her up. I was like, "Oh, yeah. It's great because I just lost my job today, and I can start on Friday." And she said, "Fabulous." She said, "Great, then we'll plan for that." And, I mean, I just don't understand I just don't get it. I mean, it just seems like everything is, no matter if I trip or fall, you know, someone's picking me right back up an hour later, and I'm back on the bicycle when I'm riding down the road here, you know, so.
Right, well, heaven likes what you're doing, and that they're validating that. So you're shifting from one reality to the next. It might be that you're clearing up a lot of past lives kind of things all together, you know, like cleaning up a lot of karma from a lot of past lives all into this one life. So that's what I see that's
right.
happening for you.
Right, and my concern was I really wanted a man to move in my home and be here for me and help me through a lot of things, and I don't know if that's
going to
happen.
Well, you'll probably see that, yeah, I would say, because of the soulmate card that came up for you, the let it happen on its own. And I think it might be as a part of the transition of you going back to your old job there that you'll start to see other things that you want to see happen start happening. But, Toinette, I'll be here next Monday. Let's do a follow-up after the Friday, and let's see what happens.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 207. Hi. Hello. How are you? Welcome to Walking on the Sidewalk. I'm Kevin Baird.
Hello. My name is Dee, and I'd like to know if there's a message for any positive changes coming up for me.
Well, you know the answer to that. Yes, straight away.
Okay.
All right, so let's see what the message is for you. Okay, the first thing that I get is that it's the intentions card, and it's in reverse, and it's associated with the time 9:57. And this talks about someone trying to do something nice for you that it just didn't work out right, or that they end up, like in the image of the intentions card, it shows a young person with a big stick, they got the ball cap on, you know, backwards to show that they are in tune with being very good at what they do, and that they're trying to kill the bee that's in the chandelier, but instead of killing the bee, they kill the chandelier instead. So do you praise them for trying to help people not get anaphylactic shock from being stung by the bee, or do you scold them for killing the chandelier? You know, they had good intentions, but just didn't seem to work out right. So there's going to be someone trying to do something nice for you, and it's going to end up failing. They're going to feel very guilty about it. But then something happens right after that, because I'm looking at the deja vu card, and it's associated with the time 7:16, and this card is also facing away from you. So these two cards here are talking about the world coming and finding you to make your situation a lot better. The deja vu card is you really seeing dreams becoming a reality.
Wow, that's great.
But after the accident, by the person who had good intentions, will follow through probably within that day or week to where something that, you know, you've been wanting to see happen, because it's sort of like dreams becoming a reality is what deja vu is, where you're dreaming it at 1 o'clock and then you're seeing it at 11 o'clock the next morning.
Wow. Well, that sounds really good.
Yes, so congratulations.
Thank you.
I told you. See, there was positive things coming. Alrighty, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 239. Hi, hello, how are you? Thanks for calling Walking on the Sidewalk. Hi. I'm Kevin Baird.
Hi, Kevin. I'm Maria. How are you?
Hi, Maria. It has to be real quick. We're about out of time.
Okay. I want to know about love.
Love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's. I would say that you'll be, like I've drawn the crossroads card or the ways card associated with the time 9:44. It's in reverse. So someone who's starting a new life is going to come and ask you if you want to join them and go and run off with them, basically, and have, you know, a good life with them. So this is someone who's going to ask you to move with them to a new place and maybe start a new life. And it will be a move up for you, because I'm looking at the 9:45 card, and the title for this is Upward Mobile, and it talks about you being given an opportunity to move to a new level. So you could see yourself sort of leaving the people that you're accustomed to, just being around mm-hmm. them all the time, and you going and helping this person. So I'll be here next Monday if you want to do a quick follow-up. I'm going to thank
okay,
everybody
so this is
for...
like soon?
Yes, it could be this week.
This week? Okay. Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now.